T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So excited here. 93.7 The Fan Time, 228. Get your home sold guaranteed. Top dollar, Gina Giampietro, RE/MAX Select Realty. Gina will sell your home.com. Happy to have this guy back for the first time in a long time. A Pony and Mueller exclusive.
Actually, he was on with Cook like an hour ago.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, it's a new audience. John Burton about to join us. This will be...
Well, he's going to be on with Paul tonight.
Oh. Don't we know any other Titans insiders?
Slim Pickens, I guess.
Where are the Paul Kaharskis and Jim Wyatts of the world? Just because Ramon Foster has me blocked on Twitter doesn't mean we can't have him on our show. We used to pay the guy. Well, we paid this guy, too. Apparently, we're paying him again because he's on every show. John Burton, Nashville, CBS down there. Titans reporter. Hi, John.
Hello, Carl. Hello, Morty. Yeah, I need to get back on the payroll because I'm getting some serious airtime back on 93.7 The Fan. So,
well, one thing you're not going to get. Gentlemen. Well, no, don't say that yet, because one thing you're not going to get in this interview is softballs, like you probably got last hour from Cook. Did Cook ask
Bring
you,
it, man? What do you got?
Did Cook ask you why Vrabel's still allowed to coach?
Oh, come on, Pony. Stop it. Stop. Stop with that. Enough. Come on.
Okay.
Don't be that guy.
Hold on. So let me just make sure I hear you right. So a memo went out to the Titans and Vikings that said, stay away from the facility, don't practice. And then the guys got together at some cake eater high school to practice?
Apparently that's the case. So what do you want him to do? What do you want? Mike Vrabel to go to jail for that?
I want him to get a Sean Payton size suspension, yeah.
Oh, stop it. What is wrong with you, Pony? You've become so yinzerized. No offense to all the Pittsburgh people out there. Stop. Okay. The
NFL he's talking about me when he calls you a yinzer.
The franchise is getting fined. They're not going to lose draft picks. Mike Vrabel's not going to jail. Enough. Stop.
So it's not a big deal then that they just ignored or chose to, you know, do whatever they wanted to in the middle of a pandemic. That's not a big deal. That's what you're telling me.
Your issue's not with me. Your issue's with the National Football League. You need to take it up with them.
Well, you're saying stop. You're saying you know, don't make too much of this is the way you're coming off here.
I mean, Tony, what do you want me to say? So you think Mike Vrabel should be suspended? Is that what you're saying? He should be like gone
yes.
for a year.
Yes.
These other breakouts on other teams that has happened.
Do we have a smoking gun in Exhibit A with those teams?
Oh, Pony. Well,
didn't John Gruden
stop.
Say he faked getting COVID just to fire up his team and then he got
hi,
it for
Chris.
Real?
Hey,
JB.
Hi, Chris. How are you,
hey,
buddy?
John, I got news for you. Chris agrees with me.
I do think that Vrabel needs to have gotten more punishment than the team is going to get, and he's going to get none. And I mainly say that because I think he's probably one of the three or four best coaches in the league, JB. And when I see him pull a stunt, and by pull a stunt, I mean do something brilliant like that intentional 12 men on the field penalty against the Texans, which essentially won them the game, it's very hard for me to believe that a guy that's that calculating in the heat of the moment of a football game wouldn't also be very calculating and very much trying to get every advantage away from the field, even during a pandemic.
Well, look. I'm not sitting here homering for Mike Vrabel or the Tennessee Titans or anything like that. All I can tell you is he said that he and the team were very, very transparent with the league about what happened, what didn't happen, what was perceived, what wasn't perceived, and the league made their findings. I mean, like I said, you got to take it up with the league.
John, you're sounding like one of these Patriots reporters now. You might as well be Mike Reese or one of those guys up there taking up the company line.
Talking to one of the most gingerest fanboy Steeler radio guys, and you're telling me I'm a Patriot guy? Stop. Come on, Pony. You're better than that. You know you're better than that.
I know what's happening here. I know what's happening here. There's a couple things at work. I mean, it's two very strong-willed, opinionated guys talking, but it's also two very frustrated Giants fans, bummed out after last night.
No, that's not what it is here. I want the Giants to lose.
No. Pony relinquished his Giants fandom about 8 years ago. He's out of the club.
What?
I am frustrated about that. I will say that. But, no, man, I mean, yeah, I understand what it looks like. I understand from an outside perspective what it looks like.
That's why we're having you on. Tell us what we're missing. Tell us from the outside what looks bad.
I don't think there's much to miss. I don't think there's much to miss, JB.
I think they have a chummy relationship as a franchise. Listen, fellas. The last thing in the world the NFL wants to do is another Sean Payton situation. They don't want to do that. They spoke with Vrabel. They spoke with John Robinson. I'm sure they spoke with Amy Adams Strunk. They did their investigation. They were in town for like 3 or 4 days investigating exactly what went on. Their findings are their findings. I'm not defending one way or the other, but if you're telling me that they should get severe punishment, lose draft picks, this, that, and the third, I'm not on board with
that.
So
what would have been, in your opinion, what would have been a fair punishment for the Titans in all this, John? Give us objectively, take off whatever the colors are now, teal, navy, thumbtack, helmet. Give me what you have. What would be a fair punishment for the Titans?
Just what happened. A fine and a stern warning. Don't do it again. Be more diligent about your COVID-19 protocol. But, you know, we're going to fine your franchise. I think the punishment is fair, and I think it's just. My opinion.
All right, are we still doing this? Are we gonna?
Yeah, he's still on the air.
We're still here, man.
I just didn't know if he actually felt like. I didn't know if we wanted to ask him anything about the game or let Zeiss do that. You know, we'll play. Zeiss can play a little Earth, Wind, and Fire for like 5 minutes. The bottom line is, JB.
Pony's beard is on fire over this, and he's all like,
John,
fired up.
We're having you on the air because I want to. The people in Pittsburgh want answers to these questions. They want to know why the Titans just got a slap on the wrist. People here were calling for forfeits. Dunlap said they should forfeit the rest of their season, John. That's what's happened to the morning show since you've left. You got a guy on there now that's saying, kick the Titans out of the league.
Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, it's the Pittsburgh fan base, okay? That's how they are. And I love them. And I served them for 11 and a half years, and I have the utmost respect for their passion. Nothing matters but what happens to the Steelers, to the Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And I certainly understand that, and I respect that. But if you take a step back and you look at it, you'll see that, you know, it wasn't worthy of kicking people out of the league and forfeiting games. And that's not what the NFL wants to do.
Do you think that this is?
Of course, they said that on a morning show. Look who you have stirring the pot on a morning show. Need I say more?
Well, yeah.
This team should be kicked out of the league. Everybody should be forfeited. We don't put up with that in Sharpsburg. I mean, come on. Come on, guys. Be for real or be for Roni. I mean, come on. Shout out, Colin. I hope you're well. Love you, man.
John, is Taylor Lewan a big loss? Are the Titans going to lose this game because their left tackle got injured?
Well, listen, Taylor Lewan is a big part of their offense because he sets the tone. He sets the attitude, right? You got a big, mean, nasty Pittsburgh Steelers defense coming in, and Lewan is just as mean and just as nasty. I know he has a reputation around the league by some as being a quote-unquote fake tough guy. I don't know what that means, but I know this. He's ready and willing for a 60-minute, you know, bare-knuckle fist fight, which is what the Titans are going to have to do to win this game. It affects them in the running game, and, you know, they're going to, you know, he protects Ryan Tannehill's blind side. You know, Ty Sambrello is the backup. He's going to be stepping in. He's a good football player, obviously, but he's not a three-time Pro Bowler and, you know, at one time the highest-paid left tackle in the league. So, yeah, losing Taylor Lewan is a significant loss. And another potential loss, we'll see what's going on. I mean, A.J. Brown didn't practice yesterday. I'm not sure what his status is today. You guys might know more than I do. I've been running around all morning, and that could be a significant loss too. But I believe he'll play, but probably more of a maintenance day. But yeah, Taylor Lewan's a major loss on the Titans' offensive line for sure.
John, Pony started the show. He's been in a very pugnacious mood. He took the national media to task and said, it's also just a day that ends in Y. He took the national media to task for, he thought, having the wrong storyline that they were promoting for this game, i.e. Derrick Henry versus the Steelers' run defense. He said for him, and I actually agree with him here, that it's all about Ryan Tannehill and can the Steelers stop Ryan Tannehill. So what do you think is the bigger story and the bigger battle to watch, Henry in the run defense or Tannehill versus that pass defense?
Well, I'll say Henry in the run defense, because how Henry goes dictates usually how Ryan Tannehill goes and how Arthur Smith calls plays. Listen, Titans are 16-0 lifetime when Derrick Henry goes for over 100 yards. So that's the recipe for success. Run the football and go to play action off of that. But, you know, if the Titans get down in this game or the running game stalls, you know, the belief is that Tannehill is certainly capable of spreading the ball out, going to a quick passing game to kind of, you know, counteract what the Steelers are doing. But sure, I mean, when you don't have Taylor Lewan, you know, protecting his blind side, I'm not sure who's going to line up over him, whether it's going to be Watt or Dupree. That's going to be an issue. But, you know, the thing about Ryan Tannehill is the ball comes out on time. It's a rhythm passing game. It's very effective. He likes to use his running backs. Adam Humphries could be big in this game as a slot receiver, you know, on short passes, especially, you know,
That's another guy. If they should have made the Titans call up their practice squad players and play the Steelers on schedule, he would have been out for this game. So that is a big break for Tennessee. You're right about that, John.
They get a break. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not going to say that's not a true statement. But you know, listen, Tannehill's 14-4 as a starter since taking over. He's I'm sure the belief is in Pittsburgh that he's not a top five quarterback. I'm not going to sit here on your show and say that.
Why not?
He certainly has played like it.
Why not say it? I mean, if you believe it, say it.
He's starting to make believers out of us, JB. We both crushed them for that extension in the offseason, and it's hard not to look at his numbers and say, like, nah, this guy might actually – he might – look, dude, he had Adam Gase as his head coach in Miami. If ever there was a reason that a player gets a mulligan, now that we know that Gase is just a coffee-addled freak, it would be that.
Yeah, I mean, he's healthy. He's in a great system. He's got great weapons around him. And, you know, he's with a really good play caller in Arthur Smith, who, you know, could be a head coaching candidate down the road. So, you know, it's all working. He gets a certain amount of freedom. He gets a lot of say in the weekly game plan as to what plays he likes, what plays he doesn't like, that kind of thing. And, you know, his teammates believe him and believe in him. And that's the biggest thing, right?
Does this defense stink? John, is this a bad defense? Not even average. Is this just flat out bad?
I'm not going to say bad. I'm going to say they're a defense that's not playing up to their potential right now. You know, they're giving up what, an average of 272 yards passing per game, 5.1 yards per rush, and the outside pass rush hasn't been there so far. You know, Clowney hasn't done much. You know, Vic Beasley, who they signed in the offseason, hasn't done much. Harold Landry, who had 7 sacks last year. I think they only have like 6 or 7 sacks as a team. So they're waiting for that pass rush to get home. You know, they do have a rising star at defensive tackle in Jeffrey Simmons. Big reason why they felt comfortable about trading Jarrell Casey to the Denver Broncos. But, yeah, they're having trouble getting off the field on third down. They're having trouble, you know, impacting the opposing quarterback. And that's something they've been working on. And, you know, if they have those type of issues this week, it could be a long day for them.
Very objective Titans reporter, John Burton, kind enough to join us here. John, thank you so much.
Pony, always a pleasure.
See ya.
We're going to have John on later tonight. Paul's Ice Show in the Fan. The bottom line, JB.
Bye, John. I don't think he got that same interview with Cook at all.
Well, the thing about JB that I love is he can do the funny stuff, and he absolutely will throw it right back when he is subject to more of an interrogation style of questioning. I bet you Cookie was just happy to hear his voice. Hey, John, how you doing? This is great to talk to you.
Well, yeah, Ron was solo today. He would have taken anybody with a pulse.
That's kind of what I'm implying here. John, it's great to hear your voice. Man.
Yep.
Just really wonderful to hear you. What's on your mind, just generally?
I heard him in a bright sight. I am so exhausted right now. And you could tell he meant it. He was drained.
I'm spent emotionally.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.